بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are reading from a magazine called Riyadul Jannah, which is published monthly from the Islamic Dawah Academy. So in the beginning there is an article. So article is mostly connected to Ramadan, but at the end of the article there is some general advice on the recitation of the Quran. And this is advice which can be followed throughout the year, and it has been broken down into very simple points. So if you read through it with the intention to practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A syllabus for reciting the Quran. So first, as Mawlana Salim Sahib, he has mentioned that let us spend as much time as possible in Ramadan reciting the Quran. And then he says thereafter, the minimum we should endeavor to recite throughout the year is the following. Number one, Surah Yasin every morning. This can easily be recited whilst waiting for the Fajr Jama'ah or after having performed the Fajr Salah. The virtue of reciting Surah Yasin in the morning is that the entire day's task will be made easy for a person. So that includes worldly tasks, which we all have, and that includes our dini tasks as well, fulfilling our dini responsibilities. So that is the first part of our recitation. Number two, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah every night, anytime after the Maghrib Salah before retiring to bed. So Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah. Now, virtues have been mentioned for all three of those. For Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, virtues have been mentioned that they will save one from the protection of the grave. They will intercede for a person on the Day of Judgment. And as for Suratul Waqiyah, the virtue has been mentioned that it saves one from poverty. So you can say the first two, they will sort out your deen for you, your akhirah. And the third one, Suratul Waqiyah, will sort out your worldly matters for you. So a person, if he can do all three, alhamdulillah. If he feels all three is difficult, which it isn't, when a person gets the habit, then he will find it is not difficult. Then a person should start with one, should make a habit of it. And like after any time after Maghrib Salah before retiring to bed. Number three, Suratul Kahf every Jumu'ah, any time from Maghrib on Thursday to Maghrib on Friday. So Suratul Kahf every Jumu'ah, and the day of Jumu'ah starts from the Maghrib the night before. So Suratul Kahf should be recited. What is the virtue for Suratul Kahf? From the ahadith we understand that a person, there are two virtues. One virtue is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a special spiritual nur until the next Friday. So that will help him in his deeni matters until the next Friday. And the second benefit is that in those 7 days, if any fitna comes out, whether it is a small fitna, a big fitna, whether it is the greatest fitna, the fitna of Dajjal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of Suratul Kahf, will protect him. So those are the first was Surah Yasin in the morning, Suratul Mulk, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Suratul Waqiyah at night. Thirdly, Suratul Kahf every Jum'ah. Number four, besides the above, we should stipulate an amount to recite daily with the aim of completing the entire Quran over a number of days. The target for non-huffaz should be at least one juz a day, and for huffaz at least three juz a day. So that is the target. Now, a person will have to look at his circumstances. How regular have I been so far? How much can I do so regularly? Someone here may think that at the moment I feel that I can manage one quarter on a daily basis. So then begin with a quarter. The aim is that I want to get to one juz. If I have hafiz, I want to get to three juz, because a hafiz can recite whilst he is walking, etc. as well. But a person should fix an amount and he should do so daily. The key to spiritual progress is that a'mal adan regularly. A'mal adan with regularity. My teacher and Shaykh Azimullah Salim, he always gives this example that if you have a rock, if you have a stone, and you have a very large amount of water, and you pour it over the stone, then the stone will be washed clean, but it will not leave a mark or a groove on the stone. But that very same amount of water, if you put it in a container and you place a small tiny hole in it, and you let it hang above the hole, and slowly, slowly the water drips, slowly but regularly, then before long there will be a groove, there will be a mark on the stone. So for a'mal to make a mark on our hearts, and make our hearts spiritually stronger, they need to be done with regularity. Even if that regularity is not so much, better than a person doing one juz here, one juz there, is that a person does quarter on a daily basis. So all of these, a person should aim to bring them into his life on a regular basis. And what is the method of bringing something in your life with regularity? The method is that you make it part of your timetable. But for that, first you need to have a timetable. And you need to make it part of your timetable. You need to fix it a slot. So you will first look at the amal, for example, Surah Yasin, and you will think, Surah Yasin will take me 5 minutes. Okay, where do I have a 5 minute slot in the morning? Maybe it is after breakfast. Maybe it is whilst breakfast is being prepared. Maybe it is on the way to work. That is when I will recite Surah Yasin. Where do I have a slot to do my daily recitation? My daily recitation of the Quran is half a juz. That will take me 15 minutes. Where do I have a 15 minute slot in the day? And fix it in there. So you'll have to fix a slot, right? And the third thing you will have to do is when that slot comes, whether you feel like it or not, you will have to do it. And the ulama and the mashayikh, in light of experience, they say that it takes 40 days for a habit to set in. So until then, it will be a struggle. It's not in the system yet. It's just like you never did any exercise and then suddenly you decided to start jogging. You huff and puff the first few days, the first few weeks. So in the same way, it will be like that here. And then when after 40 days or so, after a similar amount of time, now it is in the system. Now you will still have to make mujahada. There will still be days when you will not feel like it. But now it will be easier. And that final aspect goes for everything. Salah with Jama'ah. You're struggling with Salah with Jama'ah. Do the same thing. Get into a routine. Start doing it. After you do it for a certain period of time, then it becomes part of the system. And when a person does amal with regularity, then he will definitely see the difference in his life. He will see two differences in his life. The first difference he will see in his life, when he does tilawah of the Quran with regularity, is that he will realize that the rest of deen in general is becoming easier for him. Because this is the effect of the tilawah of the Quran. Look, tilawah of the Quran every day is not fard. There is no mufti in the world who will tell you that tilawah of the Quran is fard outside of salah on a daily basis. It's not. You will not be sinful. If all week, if you don't open the Quran outside of salah, you will not be sinful at all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain amal, certain effects. And the effect of regular recitation of the Quran, even though it's not compulsory, is that everything that is compulsory, it will help you to bring it into your life. And everything that we must stay away from, the different forms of the disobedience of Allah, it will help you to stay away from them. But for this, a person has to do the action regularly. You do it regularly, you do it for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. And when you look back, what was my condition 3 months ago, what is my condition now? You will definitely find that I am finding it easier to practice upon deen. That is the first benefit you will gain. And the second benefit which you will definitely gain, but sometimes this benefit you gain later, is that you will also see the barakat of it in your worldly life. But this benefit, sometimes as a test, Allah Ta'ala delays it. Sometimes we start increasing our amal, and as a test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings difficulties on us in the worldly life. Just to test my servant that, is he doing it for me or is he just doing it for worldly benefit? And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the barakat of the amal to show. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring the tilawah of the Quran into our life on a regular basis. Ameen.